Welcome to Turn the Page, the official podcast of the Syosset Public Library.
Hi, this is Jessica at Turn the Page Podcast at Syosset Library, and my guest today is...
Silas Kelly, LMSW, and e-journalism social work advocate.
So, Silas Kelly, social work is what we're going to be talking about today, specifically how social workers and libraries are coming together. Would you like to discuss it a little bit?
Yes, I would. It's a matter of fact, it's a phenomenon that's it's been in place for a while, but, you know, I've been doing some research on it for almost a year now, and it's something that's taken hold all over the country. It's very timely that libraries and social workers are coming together because what better way to help patrons than have a professional that's schooled and well-versed in not only locating resources, but also understanding human nature and human behavior and being able to help to understand the plight of a lot of the patrons that come into the library.
And I think that you make a really good point because we are the first place a lot of people go. And as librarians, most of us don't really, I mean, a lot of us, we don't really think about that when we are being trained. You know, a lot of us are like, oh, yeah, we like to read books, we like to help people, but there's so much more to serving the public.
Yes.
And a lot of times when we come to the public library, that's what we're doing. It's a lot more.
A lot has been discovered in people that come into the libraries. And I think that's a really great jumping off point because people walking through the doors, they do so first and foremost, which has been well documented because it's a safe space. That's the number one reason why a lot of people that have issues come there, because they can kind of hide in the library and not really let anyone know that they're struggling. But librarians have started to pick up on the fact that a lot of the people that come in, you know, have a lot of issues that maybe they're not talking about. But some of those behaviors start to become telltale within the library. So in your library, have you seen like various different telltale signs? And, you know, how did it become apparent that this is something that needs to be taken to another level as far as how you help patrons?
Sure. I mean, I think, you know, I think universally, you know, because you're serving the public and it's complex and it's complicated and we all want to do the best we can, but sometimes we just don't have the tools to do it because it's not within our training. It's not what we're thinking of. And I think that all of this focus on connecting social workers and libraries is something that's good for the patrons and the public, and it's also good for the staff.
Exactly. And I think by combining those two professions, I think I couldn't think of a better team to form than a librarian and a social worker. What I've said on many occasions, Jessica, is that the reason why I think it's the perfect matching is because librarians, by nature of their training, are research specialists, research analysts, and they know how to find information. Social workers, by virtue of their training, their specialized training allows them to peel back the layers so that they can get to understand the person. One of the things that we talk about in social work is the person and environment. And what I've learned in my studies while pursuing my MSW is looking at the person and then looking at the surrounding areas in which that person has to survive or where they come from. And that gives the social worker a lot more insight into what problems the person may be facing. Also, we talk about strengths perspective. And what we do as social workers is find out all the positives that are going on with the person and start from there. Now, once we do that, who better to turn to than a librarian who's trained in resources and research how to find various different ways to help patrons? And that's what librarians do that better than anybody. So what a great combination.
I certainly 110% agree with you. So what are some efforts to get social workers and libraries connected? I know that there are a few going on right now. One has to do with interns. And then there was something else that you mentioned about there being a specialty almost for a social worker working in a library.
Yes. Yes. In some of my research, I've started to go to a lot of libraries, and I'm starting to talk to a lot of library staff and personnel and directors, and I'm finding out more and more that a lot of the schools of social work are starting to place some of their social work students in libraries to do their field placement. I know that for one, Stony Brook University and Adelphi University, both of those schools of social work are placing social work students in libraries. And that's one of the things that's allowing the collaboration to bear more fruit, because students are getting to see firsthand, you know, the types of patients that come in. Those patients fit the general description, a lot of the case studies that they've done in the classroom. Now, by placing them in fields of placement where they're doing their internships and their field placement in libraries, that's one way to help foster the collaborative efforts. The other thing is Council on Social Work Education, I believe, and also the NASW, National Association of Social Workers, which is the professional organization that represents social workers all over the country, of which I'm a member. There's been some talk about making social work library and social work a specialty. Now, it's in the embryo stages. It hasn't really been fully developed, and I'm still doing a lot of research, but I think it's very appropriate that the educational arm and the American Library Association are looking to merge, come together, and offer a specialty in library social work. So I think that's a great indication of how fruitful we've seen this collaboration be. And there's stories all over the internet about some wonderful, wonderful things that the general public are starting to understand about libraries as it relates to having a professional social worker in the library. So I know there's a lot of things going on. And again, I'm doing a lot of research to kind of follow up on that. But so to kind of sum that up, what I just said, Council on Social Work Education, which sets the standards for students to become masters of social work, they're looking at collaborating and just having discussions with the National Association of Social Workers and the American Library Association about one day coming up with some documented ways for a social work student to specialize in library social work science. I guess you can kind of call it that.
That's awesome. So for some of our listeners who, for whatever reason, they're not really sure, what are some issues that a social worker could help with? So a patron comes into the library, and what would be some things that a social worker specifically could help with?
Okay. I was just listening to a podcast piece on NPR just yesterday, as a matter of fact. This one young lady came into the library, and she was at her wit's end because she was unemployed. Her father, who she was the primary caretaker for, needed a lot of assistance. So she had to stay home and take care of her father. And therefore, she wasn't able to go out and become gainfully employed. But whatever resources she had financially was just not enough. And so she had gotten to the point where she was at a wit's end, and she came into the library just to kind of vent. And it just so happened that the library that she went into As a matter of fact, it was in Long Branch, New Jersey. They had just staffed the library with a social worker, and she sat down and talked with him, and he helped her map out a plan going forward. First thing, obviously, was to, you know, let her know that she could come to him for support because he's trained in therapy and counseling. Second thing is to be able to help her to locate resources that could help her deal with the immediacy of her issue. And once, you know, obviously what a social worker first does is try to understand what the person is going through. So that's what this gentleman did. Then he helped to reassure her that she could come and count on him for support. And then the next phase would be to go out and locate resources. Also, there's a piece on that Good Morning America did. They have a feature called The Nicest Places in America. And they actually featured the Enoch Pratt Library in Baltimore as one of the nicest places in America. And one part of that feature talked about the library having actually hired a professional social worker who then went out and helped anybody that came in with whatever issues, whether it's homelessness, lack of employment, lack of food resources. Mm-hmm. So a library social worker can touch on a lot of various different issues because that's what they're trained in. And so this particular piece called One of the Nicest Places in America featured a library in Baltimore, the Enoch Pratt Free Library, and their social worker was actually helping people with all of those issues and helping them put together resumes and helping them with job search opportunities and resources as well. So I think you name it from A to Z, a social worker can address all of those issues with the help of professional librarians such as yourself.
I think that that's absolutely right. And I love that this has become a topic and something that we're doing, because when I think of what we do as public librarians or just librarians in general, it's not what we did 10 years ago. It's not necessarily what we did 20 years ago. It's not how we thought about our jobs when, you know, public libraries first became prevalent. We're always changing and reinventing and trying to find better ways to serve our communities. And whether that means providing different programming or getting different types of things to lend out or just our services, I think it's very important to look at us as a living, breathing, expansive entity. And this is a wonderful time for us to be reaching out to our communities, or at least having something that they might not realize they're looking for, but if it's there in a place that they trust, in a place that they feel at home at, they will be helped.
Yes, absolutely. One of the things I'd like to just point out is, you know, another article, you know, that I was perusing, you know, is actually that was featured on the website, Social Workers and Librarians, and it came from the American Library Association. They talked about library social workers being on staff could help with a myriad of problems that patrons bring into the library itself. And they give some examples here in the article, and I'm just going to quote some of it. Says that at the Richland Library, our social workers are able to provide individualized clients, which is the social work word for patron, consultations for questions that require subject expertise. Like a patron comes into the library and says, how can I get health insurance? Why did I receive this letter that my benefits are being canceled? Where can I apply for food stamps? They offer guidance. Sometimes the librarians aren't able to because that's the way what their training is.
Right.
And then we as social workers, once we know what the patron is looking for as far as assistance, we can then turn to our librarian colleagues and they can help us and you guys can help us with the research. Mm-hmm. We can help to identify the issue. You help us research further with the issue and we combine. And now that person now has gotten the assistance that they needed. without even realizing that there was somebody in place to do just that. So what a wonderful combination. I don't know if you heard about the San Francisco Library. They have a program where they take formerly homeless individuals, and after they've gotten help from the library, they become assistants to the social work librarian, and they call them HASAs. Have you heard of the term?
No, but that's incredible.
HASA stands, H-A-S-A, stands for Health and Safety Assistant. And they assist the actual librarians. Now, the good part about that, and I was very impressed when I heard about this. I interviewed Miss Emily Nonka last year in a podcast that I did. These are formerly homeless people, former drug addicts, former people who had a lot of issues. They came into the library. They got help from the social worker. They got the act together. Now they can then turn around and assist the library and social worker to help other people. And one of the things that I'd like to see happen going forward is to get these same individuals and come up with some kind of way that we can collaborate between our both of our professions, find the funding so that they're now qualified to go back to school and then maybe get their human services associate's degree and move on to get a bachelor's in social work and a master's in social work, or get their human services degree and go on to get their bachelor's in library science. And because you're bringing back to the table people who were once in the same position that you're now asking them to help others. I think that's a wonderful way to even give back or pay it forward.
I 100% agree. And San Francisco, I know for a fact, has a very, very large homeless community. It's absolutely crazy. And just the fact that they were able to connect on in a positive way and do this, that's a really interesting story. And I wonder if other communities are looking to that, to try that.
Well, that certainly could be possible, because from what I understand, the San Francisco Public Library, and I believe it was back in, I want to say 2009, if I remember the story correctly, was one of the first libraries in the country to employ a social worker, Ms. Leah Esqueda, I believe that's how you pronounce her name. And she's a licensed marriage and family therapist, but they employed her as the first library and social worker. And now they're moving it to the next step and actually hiring LMSW's licensed master social worker to kind of do this. So they've taken part of that model and it's starting to spread throughout the country, Denver, Dallas, Texas, Baltimore, Maryland, here in New York. So I believe that that's going to be something that's going to take place. And I think with the right advocacy, which social workers are very well versed in, it could possibly be a way to try to find funding. That's the other issue, funding to get people trained to be professionally able to help individuals, and also funding in the library budget to actually hire social workers. And I know when I've talked to some of my colleagues around the Suffolk area, they said that's one of the things that's kind of holding things up is they have to find a way to get funding to actually add a social worker to the library staff.
Right.
One of the ways that they believe is by utilizing students who are studying social work and seeing the benefit, then maybe that could, you know, convince the the library boards and the town boards that this is something well worth invested in. So are there any plans in your libraries to kind of like venture down this path?
I know that it's definitely a conversation in many libraries. The library system, Nassau Library System, recently ran a workshop regarding social work interns in libraries. So it's definitely a topic of conversation. One other thing that I thought was interesting when I went to that particular workshop at the Nassau Library System was that, the person who was facilitating, who oversees a lot of these interns, also mentioned that a social work intern could also train staff, could, you know, do staff facing workshops almost to sort of help us understand, like when somebody comes in and we're not really sure how to react, they could kind of give us some perspective. And that was something that I think is very helpful as well.
Yes, that sounds like a very interesting concept and a very interesting way to approach it. And that would help to reinforce what the social work students yep. actually have learned in their theory classes.
Yeah.
And then they take that into the library and then apply that theory in a practical manner. And what way, better way? It's always been said that when you can teach somebody else something, and that solidifies the fact that you've learned that concept. So I think that's awesome. And I can see this being something that's going to grow bigger and bigger. And I know the American Library Association and the Public Library Association, you know, they're very well invested in exploring this further. And I think you had mentioned you went to a conference just recently.
Yes.
And could you maybe just tell me a little bit about how this topic maybe was discussed at that conference?
There was a whole session about employing social work interns at your library. So, you know, and this is a national conference. And I mean, dare I say international, because there were librarians from Canada at the Public Library Association conference. So it was a topic of conversation. And a lot of the conference focused on, you know, just different social issues and things that we really need to begin to focus on serving all of the public. So I thought, yeah, so that was a topic of conversation there as well. Just to kind of like throw this in, you know, before we go, we do work with the naturally neighborhood occurring retirement community that brings social workers and nurses here to sort of help with the aging population who need to age in place. Like, you know, they've been in their houses for a while. So that's you know, just dipping, looking at the big picture. It's like almost like dipping your toe into the issues. But there's a huge picture out there. And I really do hope that we all keep moving towards this model, because I think this is a really good win for social work and for libraries and for our public.
Absolutely. And I think one of the things that's really important is that this whole move can only help to further enhance the viewpoint of social work in the public eye. Because when a lot of times, and it's been my experience as a professional social worker, that when people hear the term social work, they have a preconceived notion of, you know, just helping someone to get food stamps, or maybe, you know, removing a child from an unsafe or unhealthy situation. And yes, that does happen, but that's not all that social work is involved in. And I think by having social workers employed in libraries, now people who maybe would have never gotten the help that they needed to get to that next level, to get that resume done, to find some resources to help them to just survive, that shows the benefit that social workers bring to the public sphere, and hopefully that can only enhance it. And it's a win-win situation, as I said before. Being associated with a library as a social worker, it brings that level of importance of the work that's done, because everybody knows what a library is about. I mean, more so than just the books. And we've heard it. It's not just about books anymore. It's about anything and everything. Well, that's what social work has always been about, helping people in every aspect and every sphere. Conversation, just one of the things I want to say real quickly, conversation that I'm having right now is to, you know, put together a roundtable discussion, bringing together a librarian from the social work field, a social worker from, that works in the library, rather, a librarian that's actually working, and also a library director or a director of a school of social work who's placing social workers in libraries to see how those synergies are starting to manifest themselves. So I'm really excited about the future for what these collaborations will look like, and I'm very appreciative that you're on the forefront of this, and I do thank you for all that you've done to continue to move this discussion forward.
Well, thank you so much, and I look forward to continuing this conversation in the future, because I know it's not over.
Just the beginning.
So once again, this is Jessica and
Silas Kelly. I'm a LMSW licensed master social worker. I'm also shameless plug. I'm a member of the National Association of Social Workers, and I'm also an e-journalism social work advocate. And I promote all that's good about the social work profession, especially coming together and collaborating with librarians in the library.
And we thank you again for lending your voice and your knowledge and your expertise to us. And I am going to close this chapter of Turn the Page.
It's time to close this chapter of Turn the Page. Join us for the next episode.